The Word of Prophecy broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I've come your way again with a true prophetic message for our old sick society and the Laodicean and backslidden church of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to call your attention to this profound truth, that this message is directly from the greatest source book ever made available to you and me, and that is out of your Holy Bible with revelations from the Holy Ghost. And I pray today that the Lord would give you ears to hear this true prophetic message sent to you in Holy Ghost anointing by this true servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. I continue the message today entitled, Who Do You Believe? Well, who do you believe? And today the topic for discussion is women preachers. Does God call women to be ministers or preachers in the Church of Jesus Christ? Well, I want to begin with a scripture found today in your Holy Bible in the Old Testament, but I'll go very quickly to the New Testament. And I begin in Proverbs, the 31st chapter, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She'll do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. And carrying on here, he says, she makes fine linen and selleth it, and delivers girdles unto the merchants. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue, in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also. He praises her in the gates. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Well, today, the women that fear God are very rare in this land of ours. But we know that God does have a holy remnant in this land, and there's going to be more in this holy remnant as the Lord begins to bring to pass his act, his strange act, and does his work, his strange work, through and in the Church of Jesus Christ, that is Laodicean, and spewed out of the mouth of Christ. And it's not anything like the early Church of Jesus Christ that was in one mind and one accord of one heart and one soul. And they spake the same thing. They were in, like 1 Corinthians 1 in verse 10 says, I beseech you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same things, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. And in Acts, the 4th chapter, verse 32, here's a characterization of the early Church of Jesus Christ. They were all in one accord, and they had one mind about all things. And ladies and gentlemen, before Jesus Christ returns, we're going to be in one mind and one accord in all things concerning the Bible, the doctrines of the Bible, the lifestyle that a Christian should live. We're going to have divine unity and divine love and divine faith and Holy Ghost anointing and the gifts, the true gifts of the Spirit. And we're going to see things set in order in the church of our Lord Jesus Christ before Jesus returns. And there's one thing that you will find. You can search the scriptures till you're blue in the face. Jesus Christ never called a woman to preach, nor to teach, nor to have authority over men that are Christians in the church of Jesus Christ. Now, it's in your Bible, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get mad at me. I'm just teaching you what's in your Holy Bible, and most preachers won't preach it to you because they were afraid they'd lose their money or their popularity or something that they possess in material things. But our example is the early church, and there were no women preachers. And the great apostle, who was a leader in that early church, we ought to read and study some of the writings that he wrote concerning the early church with that apostolic authority. 1 Corinthians, listen to this, chapter 11, verse 3. I'd have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Isn't that a divine order? We must admit it is if you believe the word of God, and everything must be proved by the Bible. All right? Continuing by this great apostle, the leader in the early church of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 34. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. See, back in the Old Testament, the law said for a woman not to teach a man or to be a preacher in the church. And he says, if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. Well, women of God are not now women. They have husbands. Praise God. These now women today, most of them are something besides Christians, and they live with each other, women with women, instead of having a husband. But a woman of God is to have a husband and have children and to stay home and keep the children. There's nothing wrong with her working. But when she gets through work, she comes home and takes care of her family. And then the apostle continues in 1 Corinthians 14, 36. What, came the word of God out from you, or came it unto you only? If any man, see if anybody reads this, and thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge the things that I'm writing unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. If he's an ignoramus, let him stay ignorant. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this Bible, this Holy Bible, was written by holy men of God for Christians here in this end time. And it's your business and mine to know the truth. And Jesus said in John 8:32, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. In John 17 and 17, Jesus prayed and says, sanctify them through the truth. My word is truth. Everything that you hear preached must be proven by the word of God, not by a dream or a vision or some voice or revelation. You've got the revelation of God's word right here in this book I'm holding in my hand called the Holy Bible, and it is the Holy Bible. It's not a living Bible or a old perverted New King James Bible or an old perversion of the Bible called Good News for Modern Man or Contemporary English Version or an Inclusive Version as the last one is called. Praise God, this is the Holy Bible, and it's the only Bible in English that teaches you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Consider another scripture here by the chief apostle, the apostle Paul in 1 Timothy, the second chapter, verse 12. I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. I don't allow a woman to teach nor to have authority over a man that's a Christian, but to be silent. Praise God. And this is in your Holy Bible. And don't get mad at me because I'm telling you the truth. Most people don't want the truth. They want to hear somebody teach them a fable. And that's what the scriptures from the great apostle says. In the last days, men will turn their ears from the truth, women too, and turn to fables. My God, have mercy. Hear the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get mad with me about it. I didn't write this book. It was God Almighty and holy men of God. All right, Titus, the second chapter, beginning in verse 3. The aged women, that's the mature women likewise, they better be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they, the mature women, may teach the young women to love their husbands, to be sober, to love their children, to be discreet, to be chaste, to be keepers at home, to be good, to be obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. See, when a woman wants to get up and act masculine and be like a man, she is blaspheming the Word of God. She is absolutely defying the Word of God, and God is not in no such of a mess as we see in America today. But women getting up here and acting like men, they want to wear the pants in the family. They want to crow louder. They're like the hen and the rooster. It's a bad day, the old proverb says, when the hen crows louder than the rooster. And that's what's wrong with the church today. And the Lord said something about that, ladies and gentlemen. In the book of Isaiah, that was Jesus' favorite prophet that he quoted from. In the book of Isaiah, the 3rd chapter, verse 12. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. Here we are living in a generation that women are ruling over things and children are oppressing the men of God, and men are becoming wimps and won't rise up and take that position that God gave them in the church and in the family and in society, and just let everything be run over and ruined, just like the Bible says it would. This generation is teeter-totting, and our old sick society is right on the brink of divine extinction. Praise God, and we're going to be buried in profound obscurity if we don't get back to the Word of God. May God have mercy on us and help us. Lord God, may we return to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Well, I have people ask me, what is going to happen to the church in this end time and God's people? Are we going to be subject to God's terrible judgments that's going to destroy us and nothing left? No, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to be destroyed by devastating some judgment that's going to come in the form of missiles from Russia or somewhere else. God's not through with this nation. This is a Christian nation, whether people admit it or not. It's God's nation. He designed and built it. It was built by our patriotic, God-fearing forefathers. And we know better than what we're doing today. Our lifestyles, even in the church of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Christians, especially the women, they're pagan, they're heathen. And we know better. Our Bible teaches us better than what's in our churches today. And we're going to reap what we sow with God's judgments, but we're going to have judgment and not total annihilation as the Lord turns the church back to the condition of the church of Jesus Christ in the first century through his four sore divine judgments. And I pray that the Lord will give you ears to hear. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray that every heart will be touched and drawn to the cross of Christ and back to the Word of God. That is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth out of this book I hold in my hand, the Holy Bible. And I pray that you'll put your fear, the fear of God, will fall upon this nation again, and especially upon the Christians, that they'll pray. And Lord, they'll repent of their sins and their wickedness and their old idolatry and turn to you with all their hearts. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. Who do you believe? Well, our mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. That's Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And ladies and gentlemen, these messages, we have them in print. We'll mail to you by your request. And we'll mail them to you on audio or video cassette by your offerings of support. And we'll mail to you our monthly magazine by your request without cost or obligation. But I do pray that God will stir a number of your hearts to stand with us with your faithful tithes and offerings to make my voice strong across this nation and this hemisphere as we get this message out on radio and literature and in person. And I pray that God will touch your hearts today. And now until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with his power and persuasion is my prayer for every one of you.